that's the good thing about having the guitar, because wherever you go as a guitarist and a singer rather than a drummer, you can get up and sing anywhere.
Well, I think that's the whole point of the open mic sort of thing. Brentwood has two really good open mics. There's the Swan on Tuesday nights, where I always go. There's the Spread Eagle on the first Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
And you always get a lot of good musicians, a lot of, you know, good singers. And it's healthy, because to me, this area doesn't really have a live music community as such. Mm. There's not enough of it.
Yep.
There's not enough musicians. There's a lot of people that will do talent contests or whatever, but they don't, you know, they're always covering other people's songs.
Yeah.
And I always find that a little bit of a shame, because if you've got talent, then, you know, get your guitar or piano, whatever it is, and write a song. What I noticed, I've only ever been there once. Mm. They're a very knowledgeable crowd, and they're really appreciative, and they actually do listen. The crowd at the Swan are kind of transient, and you know, they come and go. It's that kind of it's that kind of pub. But there's a few regulars in there that you see pretty much every week, which is gratifying.
Now, you spent a lot of time in America.
Mm-hmm.
How many years were you over there?
I was about 7.5 years.
And you played drums in a few bands when you were over there?
I did. Yeah, I did some stuff over there, mainly with a guy called John Orr Franklin, who's on the lead guitar for the song Tomorrows. He just stepped up and knocked it out of the park. He was absolutely brilliant.
Did they record here, or did you do it all by sort of virtual recording?
It was all virtual recording. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't travel 5,000 miles to get a guitar solo done. It turned out really well. But yeah, I did a couple of albums there, a DVD, and I did some writing for the big local paper there as well. And, you know, that was great. It was a great time in my life.
And then you came back, and what happened to you?
That's a story in itself. I'd been back about 3 months, and on New Year's Day 2011, I had a heart attack, which was interesting. I mean, it's one of those things. I actually sort of look upon it now as a blessing rather than a curse.
Yeah.
Because it does get you moving. I mean, it either, you know, literally or figuratively kills you, or it gets you up and you're like, yeah, I'm not gonna have this. And fortunately, I did the latter. Cliches are often true, because, you know, they're cliches, and, you know, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today.
Mm.
It's a cliche, but it is absolutely true. And if you've got something that you want to do, you know, don't keep going, oh, well, I'll do it another time, putting it back, no, just go out and do it.
When you write songs, when you sit down, do you write lyrics first in the middle of the night when you're writing stuff, or do you start with a chord and then you add your lyrics to the guitar? How's it work?
It's a bit of both. When I was a drummer, I always equated words with rhythm. They have a particular rhythm in how you sort of put them together and put them on the page. Sometimes I get an idea, I hear a phrase and I jot it down, or I put it on the useful thing about smartphones, and now you've got a little notebook. So I have a little notebook. I don't know how many notes I've got on that thing, but, you know, loads. You hear a phrase and you're like, oh, that's a good one.
Mm.
That's a good, I'll have that. So, you know, and at the end of the day, musicians are all magpies. We steal everything. You know, that's the basic truth. I mean, if you can hear an original, then great.
Mm.
You know, there's not many originals left. No, we do our own stuff, so that's original, but we're all borrowing chord sequences or stuff like that.
Who would you say you looked up to as a singer yourself?
As a singer?
Because we've gone through the drums, so who would be the singers?
Yeah, oh, that's an interesting question. Well, my brother Angelo, as I say, he was the first person that actually influenced me, and he's got a great, great voice. He's very gravelly. He plays blues, which is the complete antithesis of what I do. But there's a lot of people that you may not even have heard of. I mean, Steve Walsh, who used to be in Kansas. He was an amazing, amazing singer. Steve Perry, who used to be with Journey. People like that. Yeah, it's those sort of people. It's like the real American kind of singers. Robert Plant was great.
Mm.
And Sting's got a very, very sort of, you know it's him.
He writes. Do you know what? I was thinking about one of his songs the other day, The Shape of Your Heart.
Mm.
Funny enough. Which is a good song, because you think, it's so clever, I wish I'd have written that song. What's the song that you think of all your artists that you go, I wish I'd have written that?
But it's a good question. I'll get back to you on it.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back to that one.
There's millions of them.
Now, would you like to do another live tune?
I will. Let me have a sup of water
yep,
first.
Yeah. Okay. Look, is it, did you put any lemon in it? He has lemon in his water. I think I chucked it in the bin.
This song is not on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sister song to Let the Rain Fall. What the order of it usually is if I could, comes before Let the Rain Fall. But this is a sort of you're looking at, it's a guy, I wrote it from a guy's point of view at the end of a relationship or whatever it is, and he's going, he's not happy, let's put it that way. But he's looking back on things and thinking, oh, I could have done things better or blah, blah, blah. And he's, you're going through the whole soul searching, beating yourself up sort of thing. And it came way before everything that happened to me a few months ago. So this is quite an old song.
Okay.
There you go. If I could.
If I could delete your pictures, I'd still be in my head. If I could get shot of the memories, I'd still feel you next to me in our bed. If I could burn all of the keepsakes that we've collected over the years. If I could just forget it all, there'd be no need for all these tears. But in this light for you it's right, we've had our time in the sun. Rain. If I could switch off our love song that plays in my head again and again. If I could take back the accusations that flew out of my mouth with such contempt. If I could bring myself to apologize, I would end up sounding absurd. If I could find a way. Clouds and thunder loud, skies turn from blue to black. In all the times I've loved you, I was dumb enough to stray. But now the end is really here, and I'm begging you to stay. Now I'm left with nothing, just a shadow. If I could break this silence that's now my only company, I'd fill the void with your laughter and the love you had for me. Like sheets of rain, the air profane, where do I go from here?
Guitar will travel.
Yeah, anywhere, that's it. Go to any party, just turn up. You were saying about relationships.
Yeah.
With writing, do you write when you're really happy? Because some people have to have a breakup or they have to be with somebody and be really happy. Or do you write equally as good at when you're either emotions?
I think that because art should be emotional, I think you, I mean, I certainly work better when not necessarily bad things are going on, but when things are going really well, you sort of write things down. I mean, obviously, those particular things were about other people. They were, you know, they were just about other people, and I just saw what was going on. I mean, you know, but it is what it is.
And your best lyric, we talked about it earlier from the previous song, so what is the actual best lyric that you think you've ever written that you love?
Oh, it's that one. Mm. It's that lyric, never knowing which way the wind is blowing, our lives, they shrink so small. One soul drifting away, hearing some other call, let the rain fall.
Mm. And did that all
fit together perfectly?
Did that just come to you as you were just in one hit? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of those very rare ones, actually. I mean, there's a song, actually, you mentioned the title, Spirit Trail, earlier on, which will be on the album when it's done.
Mm.
We've still got about four or five songs to do. And that's about 10.5 minutes long, and that's not about relationships or anything.
Mm.
And a song called Knives, that's not about relationships. So it's more about looking inwards,
yeah,
those sort of things. But yeah, relationships drive the world.
Mm.
You know, I'd rather write about that sort of thing than politics.
With the album, mm-hmm. You're sort of in the process of putting it together at the moment. How long has it taken so far to get to where you are at the moment?
Well, because you know, Robert Campbell, who's my co-producer, and I, we have things we need to do. We've got jobs, we've got commitments other than this. To get it to this stage, and also with the 3-month layoff I had, with the fractured wrist that I had, it's taken the best part of a year to actually get those three tracks finished.
Mm.
Hopefully it won't take as long for these others, but I've got an awful lot of promoting to do for this. So,
yeah,
you know, the time is more than, yeah, if we get to get back together in a couple of months or whatever, then that'll be cool.
And you were saying you're probably going to be able to go out and tour this, or you probably, hopefully, will be getting a band together.
Yeah, I think to reproduce the stuff that's on the EP, I think it needs other musicians.
Mm.
But obviously the musicians have got to like what they're doing.
Yeah.
And seeing that there's not a lot of money around me at the moment, I haven't an organisation behind me, then I think that may work better, because then I know that they'll be really into what they're doing and what they're playing,
yeah,
and they'll give better performances that way.
I think sometimes when we were saying about getting a band together, especially if you're a solo artist and you write the whole thing, if you pay somebody to come and do a gig, sometimes it can be a little bit soulless, because to them it's a job, and it's fair enough because that's what they get paid to do as a session
absolutely.
Musician, but they don't have the same passion as if they're in a band and you get that camaraderie of being together and doing gigs and the whole thing that comes from being in bands.
There's a sense of purpose and a shared sense of purpose, really, when you're in a band.
Mm.
You know, is the us against them, you know, we'll do it and all that sort of thing. It can fall apart. Funny enough, it falls apart more when it gets successful. But yeah, session people, you know, I wouldn't call them soulless. They just come in, they do what they've got to do, and they go home.
Mm.
You know, make a cup of tea or something. I couldn't work in an office ever again. There's too many politically correct things that you have to do. I am not.
Mm.
I'm just so politically incorrect and inappropriate sometimes. I mean, obviously, I'm being very well behaved here this morning, so, or this afternoon, as it is now, nearly, I think. But, you know, as needs must, but...
I think it's good. The good old days. We've got Roger, the CEO from the Brentwood Centre, who's coming up next. But the good old days where you could stand on a wonky chair and change a light bulb, those days are gone.
Oh.
I like those days. Yeah. So you lived life on the edge. Why your own sockets? So thank you very much for coming in. The EP Halftime is going to be out at the end of this month, and you will be able to pick it up at Roberto's gigs. He's at the Swan tomorrow, mm-hmm. and he's there regularly on every Tuesday, and then once a month you'll probably be down at the Spread Eagle in Brentwood as well.
Correct.
Lovely.
And hopefully my guitar will stay in tune.
You sounded fantastic. What's wrong? Yeah. Is it your first radio?
It is tonight.
It'll go better from this. Honestly, this is this is probably the worst interview you're ever. Oh, yeah. Anything for it's all onwards and upwards from here.
Thank you for having me.
You're really welcome. Great. Sound fantastic. We're going to leave on a song as well. This is called Tomorrows. Tell us about this one.
if I can, it's basically about intimacy and physicality in outdoor places. I put that really rather well, didn't I?
You did. Roger, I've never seen Roger look up so much, really. What's that thing about?
Extremely diplomatically put, but yeah, it's just a fun heavy rock track. It's just, you know, madness.
Yes.
It's great. I have great time putting that one together.
Excellent.
But yeah, it's fun.
All right, thank you very much. That's Roberto Palladino, and don't forget you can catch him at the Swan, also at the Eagle, which is in Brentwood as well. And we're going to finish on this song. This is called Tomorrow. It's very politely put as well, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.